Welcome to In the News. I'm Chris. I'm Jeff Watson. Today I'll be reading from the AARP magazine. First article is entitled Medicare Made Easy, written by Brandy Bauer. Question. I received an offer from a company that says Medicare would cover a generic test for risk of some diseases. Is this for real? Beware of any offers for Medicare-covered tests or services that don't come from a trusted provider. Medicare has seen a spike in scams involving free generic testing to identify your risk for cancer, dementia, or other hereditary conditions. Scammers often target people at senior centers or events to do a check swab on the spot, or they may send a test kit to you in the mail. The whole point is to steal your Medicare card number and fraudulently bill Medicare for thousands of dollars. Be sure to read your Medicare summary notice of explanation of benefits to spot any unusual charges. Look for the words gene analysis or molecular pathology as a red flag. Medicare covers genetic testing only to see whether people with cancer have an inherited gene mutation. If you suspect a scam, report it to your local senior Medicare patrol at 877-888-2468. I'm 64 and currently have COBRA. Do I have to take Medicare when I turn 65, or can I wait until my COBRA runs out? People turning 65 who are covered under employee insurance may defer Medicare enrollment until they stop actively working or lose coverage from a spouse. You still probably should sign up for a no-cost Part A because some insurers, Medicare hospital insurance becomes primary when you turn 65. COBRA is different. It is designed to bridge the gap between leaving a job and having another form of insurance, including Medicare. If you have COBRA, you have two reasons to enroll in Medicare at 65. First, COBRA often ends or becomes secondary once your eligibility for Medicare. Second, if you miss your initial enrollment period into Medicare, the 7th month window around your 65th birthday, you won't get another chance once your COBRA ends. That means you may pay a late enrollment penalty, which lasts as long as you have Medicare. Okay, under Witty and Wise. John, did you sign up for the company 401k? Don, there's no way I can run that far. Jess, what do you know about bonsai trees? Tess, very little. Addison, why did you have Ham leave the hospital? He was cured. Saul, is your son still afraid of the dark? No, not that he pays his own electric bill. He's afraid of the light. Ollie, how do you talk to a fool? Wally, humor them. Tell them they're right. Ollie, that's ridiculous. Wally, you're right. Vince, since you really should read War and Peace, Vance, not after you spoiled the ending. Here's some quotables from different people, celebrities. I have cake every once in a while, but I won't eat the whole cake like I did before. That's from Drew Carey, 66. If you want to stay in the game as long as possible, like tennis, just one more round and one more game. Sting, 72. I always feel like every adventure is my last. Then I put my whole self into it. Always rock like there's no tomorrow. That's from acting musician Jack Black. Everybody has been very gracious, and they tell me they love my boys. What mom doesn't want to hear that? Donna Kelsey, 71. She's the mom of football players Jason and Travis Kelsey. The rest of the world probably looks and goes, oh, that's old. It's not old. This is wisdom on two legs. That's for Jane Seymour, who's 73 now. From Jennifer Gray, who's 64. I don't want to be spending time chasing a part of my life that's gone. Dwayne Wade, who's 42. The standard you hold yourself to is the standard that will provide it back to you. And so I have high standards. I remember stressing, is this going to be a hit? I don't have any of that now. I just sang a song. That's it. Billy Joel on his new single. I don't believe in awards. If you need a statue to determine who you are, then you got a real problem. That's actor Janet Hubert. People come up to me on the street and they're visibly disappointed when I'm gracious and kind. That's actor Susie Esmond. She's 69. She's from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Michael Strahan, 52. I just figured out I don't like being driven around by my kids. I'm scared. In the news, special report, The Elections 2024, by Tamara Little. Older voters will decide. Election 2024 hangs on the diverse attitudes of Americans over age 50. It has become a political truism that older voters, because of their numbers and their dedication to making it to the polls, decide elections at every level, from the White House to city and county councils. But what matters to them this year seems to be vary as much as any time in recent memory, and no party or candidate appears to have a lock on their hearts. For Mike Britt, 67, of Edmond, Oklahoma, the elections are about dollars and cents. He's been hit hard by rising drug prices and inflation. Like others on a fixed income, Britt, a retired insurance auditor, notices each time property taxes, groceries, gasoline goes up, especially since he and a sister help his mother pay bills. She has about the same amount coming in, but costs go up, Britt says. Robert Fulkerson, 64, of Nevada, is focused on a more abstract vision, the future of the planet. He said the environment became a concern in his youth and remains one heading into this year's elections. Fear motivates some older voters in this election cycle. We're about the only country in the world that doesn't control immigration, says Pam L., 78, from Nevada, who participated in AARP focus group last fall on election concerns. Now that terrorism is going on, it's not safe, and nobody seems to care about it. These and other concerns will be on the minds of older voters when they enter the ballot booth. And since presidential elections have been so close in recent years, candidates seek the right formula to motivate a small sliver of the electorate that could prove decisive, says Bruce Oppenheimer, professor of political science at Vanderbilt University. Older voters are a remarkable stable group. It might take more to move them than those who do not have a long attachment to a political party. How the economy affects people matters most. AARP found after hearing from women 50 and older for a survey. Of women who work, 54% said they are not confident they will have enough money to retire. 41% of retired women said they weren't doing as well financially as they expected. You can always count on older voters to be concerned about the economy in their world. It's a Social Security and Medicare, says Nancy Lamont, AARP Chief Engagement Officer. A Pew Research Center poll found that strengthening the economy was the top issue for 80% of people 50 to 64. Making Social Security fiscally sound was important to 77% of voters 65 plus. Ranking third in the tie with immigration after terrorism and the economy. For those ages 50 to 64, 73% listed Social Security after the economy and defending against terrorism. The polarized nation of politics has an impact on what voters see as important, says Beth Rickenbach, associate professor at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire. Immigration, it's one example. Nearly twice as many Republican voters as Democrats said it was important. Crime also is a hot issue for Republicans, more so than Democrats. And Democrats were more concerned than Republicans about climate change and environmental issues. Caregiving is at the mind of voters. About 87% of women support paid family leave benefits for caregivers. The AARP found women in the focus group said they felt caregiving was undervalued. Lee Mon says consensus about the topic is growing. They look to public officials to show they understand their day-to-day challenges. Then there's a matter of age. President Biden will be 82 in November, and President Trump turns 78 this month. How will older voters respond to candidates who are, in many cases, older than them? One thing experts agree on is that the older voter will be decisive. Nearly two-thirds of the electorate was 50 or older in the 2022 midterms, according to a July Pew Research report. Post-election data shows 53% of the electorate was 50-plus in the last presidential election. AARP is working throughout the election cycle to educate voters and candidates. We want to make sure those running for office understand the range of concerns of older voters, Liman says. We don't want them taken for granted. After all, in an election that could be very close, he says, they could well decide what it takes. What's on the voters' minds? Percentage who say the following issues are a major concern. If you're 50 to 64, 80% strengthening the economy, 76% defending against terrorism, 73% making Social Security system financially sound, 71% dealing with immigration. How about if you're over 65? 87% defending against terrorism, 78% strengthening the economy, 77% dealing with immigration, 77% making sound Social Security system financially sound. Technology by Rich DeBruhl. How your car can keep you safe. Modern vehicles are filled with tech to avoid a crash. It's been a quarter century since airbags became mandatory in new cars and light trucks sold in the U.S. Frontal airbags alone have been credited with saving more than 50,000 lives, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says. But the engineers behind automotive design didn't stop there. As technology has advanced to have more safety features, and that's good news for older drivers, says Josh Dunning, an AARP vice president and national director of AARP Driver Safety. Technology in vehicles has significantly improved safety over the years, and when used properly, can offer strong additional protection, he says. Here are key safety features industry professionals say you should consider. Forward collision warning. Your car can detect another car or other obstacle ahead. When it senses the threat of a crash based on speed and distance, it alerts you with a warning sound, a visual alert, steering wheel vibration, or brake pulse. We've seen it reduce crashes by about a quarter, says Jessica Cianino, Vice President of Research for the Institute Insurance. Automatic emergency braking. This takes it a step further, not only detecting that you need to brake, but it does it for you. It's that extra bit of protection when perhaps you're not seeing that person, says Pam Fisher, Senior Director of Engagement with the Government Highway Safety Association. Automatic reverse braking is also an option in some vehicles, says Daniel McGee, Director of the Driving Safety Research Institute at the University of Iowa. Bumpers are expensive. If you even bump backwards into a pole, it's going to cost about $3,000 to $4,000 to repair. They have blind spot warnings. This alerts you to a potential crash when changing lanes, but it takes different forms. Ideally, you need more than just having a light on your instrument display, says Kenny Diggs, head of the Automotive Safety Research Institute. You need to have the wheel shake. Lane changes, crashes are more common with older drivers. Older people might have trouble turning to check their blind spot or be able to judge traffic and spaces. Lane keeping assist. This is more than just a warning light. It's the best of these systems. Your car generally tugs the wheel when it detects you're drifting into another lane. Many crashes are the result of running off the road. It's especially true in rural areas. Lane keeping assist gives people a nudge to get back in your lane. Driver monitoring systems. These systems, which detect if you aren't keeping your eyes on the road, are becoming more common. Never heard of this one. Some can also detect if you're becoming drowsy or warn you to take a break. It's a simple technology. It looks at the head pose, a few look at the eyes as well. I would say if it's available, I would get it. Traffic sign recognition. With this advanced tech, your car sees a sign, such as a speed limit or yield, and displays the information on your dashboard. As we get more comfortable driving, our speeds tend to go up. It's nice to have that visual reminder that this is the speed limit for the road. Adaptive headlights. Unlike traditional headlights that are fixed in a single direction, adaptive headlights can sense which way you're turning and focus the light where you're headed. They help illuminate the road around some curves. Rear occupant alert. This senses when a passenger is still in the car and gives you a warning, especially important when you're transporting kids. We have lost children because the driver was distracted and walked away. Front center airbags. Diggs says that having an airbag that inflates between you and your passenger is critical. The bottom line is that crashes come from all sides and you need to have protection from all directions. Under Your Money by Lisa Burby. Buying new, not used. What you need to know before purchasing a recently built or not yet built home. The homestead you lived in for the past 40 years has its charms, but it may not be the best place for the next stage of your life. Maybe you like to downsize, be nearer to a family member, or live in a more walkable neighborhood. Maybe now the kids are grown, you want to escape your school district's high property taxes. Maybe you're tired of living in a place with an ailing furnace, leaky roof, drafty windows, and an overall worn-out look. So it may make sense to trade your place in for a newly built townhome or a condo, or even one that right now exists only on paper. New homes likely have a safer, stronger construction standard, greater energy efficiency, and the latest safety features for older buyers, all without the worry of renovations and repairs. You have the chance to customize your home before you move in, and as a bonus, you may even have a greater sense of community, bonding with neighbors who are new to the place themselves. If you're relocating, new construction may be your most realistic option. Inventory of older homes is tight. Many homeowners with low interest rate mortgages would rather stay put than take on a higher rate. More than 33% of U.S. single-family homes for sale in the first quarter of this year were new construction, up from less than 10% a decade earlier. But buying a new built condo or house can pose challenges, unlike those that arise if you buy one that was previously occupied. Here's how to protect yourself in the process and get the best price. Vet the builder. Let's say you've seen an ad, building, or development that looks promising. What's next? Always check a builder's references to gauge reliability and quality of work, says Josh Coria, a custom home builder in Dallas. It helps to have a history. Has the builder been in business for a decade or only a year? Talk to past customers. The building should be willing to make the introductions. Ask those residents to rate the overall construction quality and if there were significant delays or unexpected costs during the building process. Do they have any major issues after moving in? If so, how did the builder handle them? If the new building is under construction, make an appointment to visit it or a recent project so you can see the quality of the builder's work. Builders should want you to stop by to see what they do. Can they explain how long the construction process will take and what factors could delay it? They should be able to show you what the home will look like in 2 months and then 4 months. Pay attention to the craftsmanship. Does the brick work look straight? Ask the builder how long it will typically take from the time you sign a contract until the home is move-in ready, which is when your lender will agree to a closing. Now that the supply chain issues of the pandemic have eased a bit, build times for a typical single-family home are anywhere from 4 to 6 months. The timeline for condos varies depending upon the size of the development. Nail down the home price. Don't assume the model home your tour is what your home is going to look like or cost. That supersized walk-in shower with multiple shower heads, for instance, is a typical upgrade from a bathroom with a smaller shower. Countertop materials, high-end appliances, and landscaping also tend to be add-ons. The advertisement might say the home started at $300,000. Part of a buyer's education is understanding what is the base price versus upgrades. Prioritizing those add-ons to stay within your budget is important, says Kim Heller, a real estate broker with Baird and Warner in Illinois. Start with the features that can't easily be added later, such as a bathroom off the kitchen. Spend the money on your electrical outlets and your ceiling outlets because a lot of times they don't offer those. You might get 2 outlets per room and then none for a ceiling light. The financing. Many home builders offer buyers a one-step experience, which can include special financing. This is an area that's ripe for comparison. Some builders are offering interest rates that are a point below the market because they also own a mortgage company or they want to get the home sold, Heller says. Finding your own financing can be a challenge. If you're buying a condo that's under construction, since most lenders will want a certain percentage of units complete before underwriting a loan, often a developer will enter an agreement with the lender prior to construction or marketing to prove financial for buyers. The buildings will then refer buyers to the lender. It's not seller financing per se, but the seller can provide buyers with a lender prepared to finance project loans. How about some other costs? One big hidden expense when buying a new construction can be the property tax. I had multiple experiences working with buyers where sales reps representing the builders never brought up the tax rate and acted surprised when asked about it. It's a big, big number. Homeowners association fees can be another surprise, particularly in 55 and older communities. Homeowners, they cut your grass if you have a pool, community pool, and that type of things. The more amenities they offer, the more expensive it gets. Closing costs also might not be clearly explained, says Melissa Hoff of the Hoff Group Companies in Weston, Florida. These could include a portion of the development's impact fee, the cost associated with putting the community infrastructure and what they had to contribute to local schools. That's something I never heard of. Scrutinize the contract. Contracts for new build are typically much longer than those for existing homes and are often written to protect the builder. If a single-family home hasn't been started, the down payment and other terms depend on the builder's guidelines and contracts. Contracts to buy a condo have to wait until the developer creates and files a legal entity. Before then, you might sign a buyer agreement and put money down as a reservation, which may be refundable. Some builders have a contract provision giving them the right to raise the price if their construction costs rise above a certain amount. It's very important to know your potential liability, Hoff says. Even if the builder provides an attorney, make sure that you have an attorney of your own. Get a cap that they can go up and they just can't randomly push it up. If you want to back out of a deal, perhaps because construction is behind schedule, it can be difficult to get money back. But it's dependent on the builder's guidelines and how long they have to complete the build before they are in default. Once homes go under contract, the earnest money your deposit may not be refundable. The rest of the money is due when you close. Inspect carefully. Heller had a client who requested a 3-car garage, but discovered too late that the builder had poured the foundation concrete for only 2.5 cars. So if you're buying a home that hasn't been constructed, Heller recommends checking in regularly on the building. Get the plans, see if they're doing what they should be doing. Be there when the city or village inspectors come to check construction stages, including the concrete, drywall, electricity, and of course the plumbing. Ask the builder or project management from the beginning if you can have an approximate timeline of when these inspections will take place, and make it your best effort to be there. Before closing, hire a third-party inspector. Depending upon where you live, that might cost around $500. They'll go through the home and inspect it for a variety of issues. Look for an inspector experienced with new builds, because they prone to be problems unlike those of older occupied homes. I've been in a new construction where there was a dishwasher that wasn't attached to the water line. So you want to turn on all the appliances and check the electricity just before it is all working, of course. After you buy the condo, the home, new construction, once you move into your new construction home, address any major issues or anything safety related with the builder as soon as they're discovered. Don't wait too long, because there may be some sort of time frame, and after that, the warranty covers 10 years typically for major structural components, and about 1 year for manufacturing defects. That could be your appliances, building materials, flooring, all those types of things. Hire an inspector again before those milestones, she suggests. Again, a typical warranty covers 10 years for major structural components and 1 year for manufacturing defects, appliances, and building materials. That way you can have the builder address any issues you might not see on your own. The author, Lisa Burby, she is an award-winning journalist who writes about real estate and business for Newsday. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Jeff Watts and I have been reading from the AARP Bulletin, dated June 2024. So long until next time.